Please listen carefully.
Well, hello world and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
We're doing this really fast today. 7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast. Today is Friday, June 19th, 2020. It is Juneteenth. And we're doing it really fast today because Christy and I want to get to the meat of everything, but we do both have meetings in 17 minutes. So we're going to go as fast as we can and try to give Amelia the least amount of editing required. How are you today, Christy?
Fine. Although, as we were talking about in our pre-recording call, that speed makes me feel like I am under a fire hose of water, which is what I was telling you that I'm feeling like in other areas of my life. So let's slow it down just a little bit. I don't think we need to make people listen to an auctioneer style of podcast.
You know, I was looking at our opens and our closes, and I feel like we could probably refresh them. You know, we're a season in, we're coming up on summer. We're going to make it crazy for you people. And on Monday, you're going to hear a different open of the Optimist Daily Update.
What? That's good. That's good. We could do that.
Let's start in honor and with profound respect. Christy, do you want to tell us a little bit about Juneteenth and the push for the holiday that is Juneteenth?
Yeah, as people may or may not know, Juneteenth is a celebration. It's a holiday which has been around for a long time. I actually don't know how long, although maybe it hasn't reached national prominence quite to the extent that it is right now. But it's a date that marks the day in 1865 that the slaves in Texas finally learned that they had been freed with the Emancipation Proclamation. So it's not actually the date that slaves were freed, which happened 2 years earlier when Abraham Lincoln did make the Emancipation Proclamation. But it took 2 years for the slaves in Texas, which was the final place for them to hear, that they actually had been freed. And so this date commemorates the freedom of these enslaved peoples who had helped to build our country from the very beginning. And it is a remarkable day. It's definitely a day of celebration, just like the 4th of July is a celebration of the country's independence from England and our ability to have vote and democracy and to build the country the way that we wanted to, based on equality and freedom. And, you know, at the moment, that was the aspirational goal, because many people in the country were actually enslaved at that time, and it also didn't include women. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's great to have these aspirations. We have to celebrate every win, every achievement, and I think it's really important to acknowledge Juneteenth, which is the day that the slaves in Texas finally learned that they had been emancipated.
Well, thank you for that. And for everyone who did not know, this is something that we will honor as a country going forward. I'm very excited. Christy pointed out yesterday that it appeared on Apple Calendar. So good job, Apple, for putting that into the system. I believe there's a lot of posts on social media and Facebook today in honor of it. I don't know if Google updated their doodle, but I will check on that as well. So happy Juneteenth, everybody. And let's just honor liberation, independence, and freedom for Black Americans as they exited slavery. Wonderful day. We are definitely going to focus on the wonderful today. But before we get into the next story, Christy, how was your HIIT workout?
It was great. I'm really glad that I did it. And I'm glad that I have you to be accountable to, Summers, because otherwise I probably would not have. And I did the HIIT yoga workout. So I got a double dose of the kind of exercise that I love. I got my heart rate up. I got to stretch. So I feel good this morning from that.
Good. Well, I will tell you, this whole week of self-care has been just fundamentally exhausting. I feel like I'm scurrying constantly from meditation to workouts to journaling. So I feel like you, I might have turned on the fire hose of self-care a little aggressively, but I do feel better at the end of the week for it. So thank you for being my partner in keeping workouts and self-care on the front page.
But like everything else, Summers, remember, we have to have balance. So don't beat yourself up if you have to slow it down a little bit.
I don't even understand what you just said. That was like in a totally weird language. Balance isn't in my nature. Whatever. I refuse to hear that. And I'll work with my therapist later. Well, Christy, what else is on the front page of the Optimist Daily today on the front page news that we should be excited and inspired by?
Well, the story that I wanted to highlight is the story with the headline that the Supreme Court rules in favor of Dreamers. And this is in our public policy section on the Optimist Daily. And the reason I think this is a very good story, a hopeful story, a positive story, is that it just shows that there is some justice in the world and that these young people who were here, who were brought to America as children, even if they didn't have the proper immigration papers and who have grown up here and have become a part and parcel of the fabric of our nation, who had achieved some level of protection through the DACA program. And through that, they were able to finish their educations, get jobs, get driver's licenses. And a lot of them are working in essential businesses. Many of them are in healthcare. They're doing work. They're building a life here. And so for them to be living under the threat of deportation, which is nonsensical because they're actually contributing members of this society. They have family members and they have connections in their communities. To live under that kind of stress is unconscionable to me. And yes, they came here without the proper immigration papers, but that is, again, just something that would be easy to fix and their net gain for our communities, for our societies. I felt the huge relief along with these young people when the Supreme Court ruled against ending the program right now, summarily ending it, which is what the proposal had been. So I just think this is a very positive story and it made me happy.
We've had a great week from the Supreme Court, right? I am feeling really positive to see that the branches of our government are working as they should. And a lot of people are in a lot of concern, and this is just the beginning of steps to heal our country. But between this and the protection of transgender and LGBTQ plus rights, I am so pleased that our Supreme Court, our judicial branch, is stepping in and playing the role that they are meant to play. That is why we have checks and balances in our government. And I am incredibly grateful that right now, for today, for this issue, and on Monday for, you know, the other ruling, it's working in a way that protects people who need to be protected.
I mean, that whole concept of the Supreme Court as the last stop in protecting the most vulnerable, I think that's an important direction the Supreme Court has gone in the last couple generations. It wasn't always that way. And so for me, it's a sign that we're still working with the best heart, the best part of American society, this check and balance. It is showing that there is some protection still at the highest court of the land for the most vulnerable populations in our society. So that's important.
Yeah. And definitely, definitely optimistic, definitely a solution that we are happy to see. I have another feel good about the world solution. And this one in particular makes me smile. As we all know, I am a gardener at heart. This one is from the arts section of Optimist Daily. Opera House performs first post-lockdown concert for an all-plant audience. Now, in my house, I have a number of orchids that have been given to me over the years, and I every month will soak them in the sink, and as I spray them down, I sing songs to them. And yes, I know now you all think I'm absolutely bat scat crazy, but I joke with my kids when I do it, and it's really more of a ritual, but that the best way to get orchids to grow is to care for them, water them, feed them, and sing to them. I'm actually crazy, but that's why I love this story. The place that this is happening is in Barcelona. The Liceu Opera House is emerging from its lockdown siesta by throwing a concert for these plants. A total of 2,292 plants will occupy the venue seats instead of people, and those plants will be given to healthcare workers as a thank you for their extreme support of Spain during what was a really difficult time for Spain. I actually studied in Spain in high school, and I have been able to chat with my friends, you know, on Zoom and Facebook Messenger and whatever over the time, and Spain had it really rough. And so I just think this is a beautiful story for the love of music, the love of gardening, the love of art, and a really great way for us to contemplate as we come out of lockdown what are important things.
I suggest people actually go onto the website and look at the image, because the image of having all these potted plants in the seats of this opera house, it just really did make me smile. And I think yesterday I was telling you, Summers, that I've spent more on houseplants and on garden supplies this year than I've spent on gasoline. And this is before I had the electric car. So I think this is a really good turn for me personally. I have a couple different green areas in my house right now. I've got plants everywhere. I don't, but I do play music. And
there you go. Perfect. You don't have to sing.
You know, it's for myself too, but it, you know, I think they benefit from that and they make me happy. And I do try to keep them well watered and cared for so that they are also happy with plenty of sun. So I think this is a great story. It's a sweet story. And plants do really enjoy music. I have seen that. They've done studies where they have people stand next to a plant and abuse it, like say negative things to it. And then another plant where people always say positive things and give it good energy. And the plants that receive the good energy thrive compared to the ones that get the negative energy. So really, they can pick up the positive feelings. And so music is a good positive thing.
I agree. And if you sing to your plants or if you play music for your plants, please let us know that we're not the only crazy ones. And definitely, if you sing to your plants or play music for your plants, please find this story on the Optimist Daily and share it over the weekend with friends. Some of you who do log on regularly to the Optimist Daily will notice that there are some changes and there have been some updates. We have implemented a reminder wall that suggests that everyone does need to contribute to the Optimist Daily to help us keep it reader funded. So you'll notice a new pop-up. It's something that really means a lot to us for those of you who contribute. And for those of you that are already emissaries, all you have to do is log in and you'll never see it again. But for those of you who are reading the Optimist Daily on a regular basis and have not yet become an emissary, please consider it. Christy, what else do we have for readers today on the Optimist Daily?
Also in arts, our lead story is the headline, Museums Embrace the Healing Power of Art Therapy. And I think this is a great story. Got Food System Resiliency, and that's about a group of farmers in New Jersey that are coming together to create more resilient food systems.
More resilient and more local food systems. I love the localization strategy on that one. And we've talked a lot about, you know, farm to table and farm to fridge. And this is them taking that into action.
Yes. I mean, I think there is a place for getting food from other places, but it's great to change the amount of the basket that you get from local farmers. Lyft is pledging to transition its fleet to 100% zero emission vehicles by 2030. There's new tech that's tapping into the movement of tree branches to generate electricity. There is a story about fighting racism on wheels, about skateboarding and racial justice. And that's a shout out to the Tony Hawk Foundation. I think that's a great story. I love that. And then satellites are allowing researchers to study the connection between fog and vegetation. And finally, readers in Africa and Asia can see a ring of fire eclipse this Sunday. So if you're in the African continent, that might be something that you want to check out.
Ooh, let's keep an eye out for good pictures and images of that on social. I can't wait to see what's happening on that side of the world. Well, guys, we are in a great big world that's actually much smaller than we think. And your commitment to the Optimist Daily, listening to the Optimist Daily update, is part of making our great big world a smaller one. We have a mission of getting 100 million people to start their day with a solutions-oriented mindset. Christy and I refocused ourselves this morning and ensured that we were still aligned with that mission. And we are. We know you are too. Thank you all for listening to the Optimist Daily update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, not headline bait, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. For just $5 a month, you can support reader-funded, independent journalism and be a part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Thank you so much, Summers, and thank you, everybody, for listening. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks, everybody. And, oh, hey, Mom and Dad, happy 50th anniversary.